Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
According to AAA, the national average for a gallon of regular gasoline set a new record today at $4.40 a gallon. That's up 3 cents from yesterday and up $1.42 over last year at this time. And this driver tells NBC News,
"They're ridiculous, man. Can't, you know, seem like you're working for gas."
A 15-gallon fill-up costs around $21 more this year than last. An escaped inmate is back behind bars in Alabama. Casey White was arraigned last night after arriving from Indiana. That's where he was caught Monday with the corrections officer accused of walking him out of jail on her last day of work. Vicky White, no relation, shot herself in the head as police closed in and died hours later. It's believed they had a romantic relationship for at least 2 years. USA Radio News.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
New developments overnight on the war in Ukraine. The country has stopped the flow of gas from a Russian pipeline to Europe. This is affecting one of two key entry points. The natural gas pipeline operator says it handles nearly a third of Russian gas passing through Ukraine, which has been a major route since Russia invaded 11 weeks ago. The suspension is due to interference from occupying forces, including the apparent siphoning of gas. Election results are in from two state primaries. In Nebraska, Jim Pelin beat out 8 other candidates to win the Republican nomination for governor. Charles Herbster was one of them. He's been accused of groping several women and conceded the race. In West Virginia, the former President Trump-endorsed candidate, Representative Alex Mooney, won the GOP primary in the 2nd District. He was up against another incumbent for the only House seat available. The Pennsylvania primary is set to take place next week. USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
A private plane passenger with no flying experience ended up having to land a plane after a pilot suffered a medical emergency on Tuesday. The passenger radioed air traffic control in Palm Beach, Florida, saying that he had a serious situation here. Air traffic controller Robert Morgan, who's also a flight instructor, then guided him and he safely landed the single-engine Cessna at Palm Beach International Airport.
So I said, well, let's bring them to the biggest airport. And so I just started kind of vectoring them towards to kind of parallel the shoreline and just told them to make shallow turns, slow descents. And I just brought them into Palm Beach International because we have the biggest runway around there. And I just tried to give him a nice, stable approach. I tried to keep him calm. He was really calm. He just said, hey, I just don't know how to I don't know how to fly. You know, I don't know how to stop this thing if I do get it on the runway. So I just don't worry about it. We'll take it like one step at a time.
Morgan speaking there on CNN. Millions of people are bracing for a heat wave. Temperatures are expected to jump 15 to 25 degrees across the central states from Colorado to Indiana. The warmer weather begins today and will continue tomorrow in Minnesota, Michigan, and Wisconsin, where it could get into the 90s. Take us with you wherever you go by searching for USA Radio News wherever you download your podcasts. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Back on track. Bill Martinez live.
And again, you knew it wasn't going to be easy. Because that's how far off track we are, ladies and gentlemen. But thanks for being part of the solution. This is Bill Martinez, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Rick Manning joins us now, President of Americans for Limited Government. Rick, how are we doing, buddy?
I'm doing well, Bill. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Question for you. Is Dinesh D'Souza's 2,000 mules the Kraken that the American people have been looking forward to for the last couple of years? It seems that the, at least from my perspective, that this shell of a fraud is starting to fall apart with the evidence that that is presented in this movie. I mean, already just going into the movie, not even seeing it, near 60% of America said they didn't believe the results of the 2020 election. This according to Rasmussen. I think as more people see this, the pressure is going to be on our elected officials and the Supreme Court to hear the case, because this is a crime. It's criminal. This is theft. The American people, their vote was stolen from them. And the American people, I believe, I mean, you think you've got rallies right now with Roe v. Wade? I mean, it's interesting that these are coming together at the same time, Rick. I mean, this could be absolutely massive, and the Democrats are not going to know what to do with themselves, because guess what? They're the epicenter of both these events, whether it's Roe v. Wade or the fraud of 2020.
Yeah, I think that the challenge is going to be so a lot of people who, even some on the right, are just tired of talking about election fraud. And fair or not, I think that there is a significant number of people who say, okay, yeah, there probably was election fraud, but, you know, I've got a bunch of other things going on in my life now and I don't want to look back. But but the fact of the matter is, and I think this is where the real emphasis is, I think this provides a lot of armor for every single Republican state legislator who says we've got to get rid of ballot harvesting. We've got to make sure that we maintain the chain of custody for ballots. Mm-hmm. Because even those people who say, well, I don't know if that really affected the election, because I don't know how those people voted and all that kind of stuff. Just the visual evidence that can be presented now, showing the transportation of ballots outside of the normal custody, gives people real concerns that elections are being stolen. And I think, personally, I have no doubt that, if we had had a fair and honest election, that the outcome would have been different. I just know a lot of people who sit there and say, you could present them with, absolute, positive, 100%, irrefutable proof, and they still say, yeah, but I got other problems right now. So that's
But the reason they got problems is because of what happened in 2020, Rick. I mean, we were energy independent. Look at inflation. Look at what's happening with our national security. We've got a war going on with Russia and Ukraine. We've got equipment going there that we're not even, we don't even know what's accountable anymore. Is this going to be Afghanistan, 2.0, where you've got all this military equipment that God only knows what hands it ends up into, like Syria, what happened with Syria? I mean, this is what is starting to make people nervous. And this is all brought to you by the Joe Biden administration. We have the Ministry of Truth coming into play. We've got open borders. All this that is happening, supply chain disruption. I mean, we have somebody that doesn't understand business. He's not a chief executive officer that understands supply chain. And now we're down to the point, Rick, of all things, we can't even keep the supply of baby formula. Are you kidding me? This is all because of 2020, 100%. And I'll tell you, yes, I'm a little animated by it because, this is what happens when fraud takes place. And the American people, yes, they've got serious problems, but they don't want to continue to endure this kind of insidious stupidity that has been thrust upon the American people. Their vote does not reflect this management or this president and this administration, Rick.
I'm not disagreeing with you. I think it's it's pretty obvious that the Biden administration is deliberately destructive to virtually every aspect of our American life.
Right.
And I think that people recognize that. They feel that. They are anxious to jump in and do something about it on election day. I think that one place, as I talk to people around the country, the one place where I find real fear still about the election process is not so much what happened before, but that it could happen again. And
This has been going on for decades. But this is so obvious and so clean. I mean, this is so amazing, Rick, that this is so bad that all of a sudden now the Democrats are going, well, if the truth be known, there was voter fraud in Illinois and also in Texas, and that's what got John F. Kennedy elected president.
That would be, once again, I think factually accurate. And the difference is that because the Republicans and the Democrats, on a fundamental level, on the level of, is America the greatest country on earth, and is America worth defending, both Republicans and Democrats in 1960, both John F. Kennedy and Richard Nixon, agreed on those basic tenet, on that basic tenet. And so the stakes were more about how you go about doing it. And the challenge we have today is, 60 years later, the challenge we have today is that the Democrats no longer believe that America's the greatest country on earth. The Democrats no longer believe in the basic tenets of freedom in America and individual liberties. And as a result of that, they're breaking away from the fundamental belief in America. It's dire consequence for not have that fraud become has a more dire consequence, and that's what you've been pointing to.
When we pull that light out and show it on the Democrats, guess what else we see? We see rhinos. We see Republicans, because what happens is it's foundational, Rick. You elect these people and they sound so good on the campaign trail. They're going to go and they're going to fight for the Constitution and they're going to fight for America. Then they get into office and they find out real quick. Guess what? You got to set that aside, because today is the first day of your effort to get reelected. It's about getting reelected. When that is the goal, and the Constitution and the will of the people is subordinated to that end, you've got the corruption, you've got, Republicans as well as Democrats at the end of the day almost looking alike. And they all end up in the same road, in the same road, in the same, you know, the same intersection is, I got to get reelected. So if that means I compromise my vote on a constitutional issue, I don't put up a big fuss about January 6th, I don't put up that big a fuss about, you know, voter fraud, but I get reelected, then I win, because that's what it's all about. They win at the expense of the American people. This is what I'm seeing as the bottom line. We've got to go to break. More from Rick Manning after this.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. Listeners in India are hearing the gospel, some for the first time, and are so moved by the good news that they just have to share it. The Tide Ministry is so encouraged to receive letters from listeners who hear the message of Christ and are compelled to write to us about their encounters with Jesus. Like this Bengali listener who wrote, "I've come to know that Jesus Christ is the only God who can save me from my sins. I'm ready to accept Jesus Christ as my personal Savior." We are so thankful for these salvation stories, and we pray that those who have come to know Christ through our radio programs are also helping us in our mission to share the good news by telling their neighbors. To learn how you can pray for and encourage people in India whose lives have been eternally impacted by hearing the good news of Christ in their own language, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Hey, welcome back. 19 minutes after the top of the hour. The one and only Rick Manning is with us, the president of Americans for Limited Government. Yeah, we're a little fired up. We're fired up like you are, because you've had it with what you're paying for gas, $120 to fill up your gas tank anymore. I mean, baby formula, you know, people are paying hundreds of dollars for baby formula. They've got to, you know, drive hundreds of miles to find baby formula. You know, and the president is so laissez-faire about this, Rick. He could care less. I mean, he is devastating. And much as, and again, you know, see, this is the big ruse on the American people. They already went through this. They got a little bit of a taste of what it was like, what Joe Biden's administration was going to look like after 8 years with Barack Obama. I mean, how quick we forget the misery that Barack Obama had put upon the American people. Remember, his vision of America was maybe 1.8 GDP. That's all he could see, 1.8. It took Donald Trump to realize the enterprise of the American people, the hard-working American people, we the people types who believe in America, who work their butts off, who pay their taxes so that the Democrats can go ahead and steal from the Treasury, pay off their cronies, take care of their pet projects, now have us screaming over the line of $30 trillion in debt that is generational theft, thank you very much. And not, let's not even look at, you know, any kind of efficiencies whatsoever. And as if that's not bad enough, Rick, the mainstream media is not protecting this president enough. So they've got to come up with a Ministry of Truth, a Disinformation Governance Board, which, you know what that's going to mean. That has nothing to do with international, maybe a little bit pequeño kind of stuff. But for the most part, it's about, hey, let's get on the ultra MAGA people, because they're the ne'er-do-wells. They're the deplorables. They're worse than deplorables. They're worthy of incarceration. This is the next step. I mean, we're going down that road of belittling and invalidating people and making them so less significant that it doesn't matter if we go ahead and have them arrested and cool their heels in solitary confinement for an endless amount of time, because you will learn your lesson. And the Democrats and the Democratic Party and those rhinos that go along with it are going to be our teachers.
Well, listen, that is exactly what you're... It's the biggest challenge we have as a country is that the... first of all, that we don't have a majority of the supposed opposition party screaming bloody murder about what's happening with the J6 protesters, most of whom really did nothing and are being denied any kind of semblance of justice because they're trapped in the beltway judiciary loop and not in the loop of their peers. They're not being tried by their peers. They're being tried by people in the federal bureaucracy. And they're the ones who felt threatened by what happened on January 6th. So, and that includes your elected representatives. So that's just a reality. Those Republicans who stood up and said, this is ridiculous, have been very lonely and then have been isolated and attacked by their colleagues. So it is really a big problem. But let's talk about this.
Hang on one second, because I want to get to that, because you touched on something here and I want to extrapolate just a little bit, if you'd put up with me. Okay, so here we are, about 2%. Black Lives Matter, this movement, about 2% does $4 billion worth of damage. You know, and the Beltway kind of yawns. They could care less. All right? We have, you know, maybe a million plus people on January the 6th. And this scares the holy what have you out of them. They absolutely freak out. In your analysis, what does this say? What does this say to the Beltway?
What it says to the Beltway is that they have to put, well, this is, goes right to this whole information control. The Beltway basically says, we're right. We're not doing anything wrong. All these people who think that the federal government is out of control, all these people who think that the election was stolen, all these people who think that there is, in fact, that we have real systemic problems with our government and the way we're in this attack on America. And there's an inequity in terms of people, Trump supporters being allowed to be attacked with no repercussions, and the Antifa people being allowed to destroy federal buildings and seeing the entire system under attack. Those people, all those people who see that the basic fundamental concept of justice in America is being dismantled, those are the people who are wrong. Because they have, you know, if you fly the American flag, you're wrong. And it's because ultimately it is it's viewed as an us versus them situation. And the us, from the minds of the people inside the Beltway, whether they're Republican or Democrat in many cases, is the status quo that must be maintained at all costs.
Rick, would you agree that the majority of America is patriotic, still believes in the Constitution and the American dream?
I would, 100%.
Okay. So what happens, we're back to that era of the silent majority that has to rise up. And this is starting to happen. And we can thank COVID. We can thank Roe v. Wade. We can thank what's happening with Dinesh D'Souza's movie right now, because it is a confirmation that people's, you know, eyes were not lying to them, that, you know, when they were around their neighborhoods and they saw all the Trump signs versus no Biden signs, they see, you know, campaign stops where Biden's lucky to get, you know, a dozen people there. Trump's got thousands. He's filling stadiums. But we're led to believe that our eyes were lying to us, and that really, you know, 81 million people wanted Joe Biden to be president. I mean, it's just there's always, like anything in the field of lies, there's always one lie too many, isn't there? I mean, I don't care if it's the Hunter Biden laptop, whatever it is. I mean, they just keep on mounting. And this is what the Democrats have done. They've been collecting lies, and something, you know, something's going to crush underneath it all.
I'll give you a simple example of how of absurdity. There's so many examples of things that are happening that are insane, but I don't think this one's been put out there. We have one of the House Intelligence Subcommittees. The House Intelligence itself is an oxymoron, but one of the House Intelligence Subcommittees is actually having a hearing on UFOs this week. So we're having a hearing on UFOs. You know what they're not having hearings on? Hunter Biden's laptop. Okay? Yeah, the House Intelligence Committee should really care about Hunter Biden's laptop, since it is actually in their area of expertise. It actually has, you know, a lot of information about that we know the Chinese have, we know the Russians have, that are really that are big problems for the ability of our government to do business and the ability to essentially blackmail President of the United States. Those are actual real concerns.
It's a more imminent threat.
We're going to have a hearing on UFOs. Mm-hmm. And you want to talk the ultimate shiny object. You sit there and just go, how can the same committee, a year and a half later, not be dealing with the Hunter Biden laptop, and ignoring that, and we're going to worry about UFOs? It's
the tail shaking the dog. Yeah, exactly. It's the tail shaking the dog. I know you wanted to address the Disinformation Governance Board.
Yeah.
What an oxymoron, and probably more moron than oxy, but go ahead.
Well, I think people heard about this, but there, within the Department of Homeland Security, there's something that's been created called the Disinformation Governance Board. And what it's designed to do is to provide information to identify misinformation, malinformation, or misinformation, and go after that misinformation, disinformation, by going to social media sites and urging them to take it down, urging them to, well, here's the truth up. You know, you might want to check out other COVID resources. The irony is the agency that does that changed their website in the last week. I'm looking at it right now. I'm kind of surprised at it. They changed their website. So all the things they had on there about what they'd done about COVID and misinformation and COVID, the shutdown and basically shuttering people to really have an alternative point of view, all that stuff is down off their website. They've taken it all down. They've cleaned it.
Got to leave it there, Rick Manning. Thank you.
Are you tired of paying hundreds of dollars or more every month for your family's health benefits? Would you pay as little as $10 a week to save more money on your health care visits? You'll save on dental care, chiropractic visits, telehealth visits, vision care, medical lab work, and much, much more. All of this for one low fee of around $40 a month for your entire family. AmeriPlan has been providing Americans with fantastic fantastic discount health plans for 30 years. Have access to a quarter of a million high-quality health providers. Even if you have health insurance, you need to have an AmeriPlan discount health plan. And again, for less than $40 a month, your entire family is covered. Best thing you can do is make a free call right now and learn about how our Platinum plan can help you with your health care needs for as low as $40 a month. 800-781-7641. 800-781-7641. 800-781-7641. That's 800-781-7641.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
According to AAA, the national average for a gallon of regular gasoline set a new record today at $4.40 a gallon. That's up 3 cents from yesterday and up $1.42 over last year at this time. And this driver tells NBC News,
"They're ridiculous, man. Can't, you know, seem like you're working for gas."
A 15-gallon fill-up costs around $21 more this year than last. An escaped inmate is back behind bars in Alabama. Casey White was arraigned last night after arriving from Indiana. That's where he was caught Monday with the corrections officer accused of walking him out of jail on her last day of work. Vicky White, no relation, shot herself in the head as police closed in and died hours later. It's believed they had a romantic relationship for at least 2 years. USA Radio News.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Question is, where's the FBI? Huh? What's going on here? Well, they sure can descend on patriots on January 6th, but, you know, people doxing Supreme Court justices in order to influence a vote on Roe v. Wade, suddenly they're God's frozen chosen. They're not even doing anything. Left-wing demonstrators, according to Gary Bauer, once again descended on the quiet Alexandria, Virginia neighborhood where Justice Samuel Alito lives. Their actions are a clear violation of federal law that prohibits demonstrating outside of judges' homes. Now, here's the language so you understand what we're talking about. Okay, this is the relevant federal statute verbatim. Whoever with the intent of interfering with, obstructing, or impeding the administration of justice, or with the intent of influencing any judge in the discharge of his duty, pickets, or parades in or near a building housing a court of the United States, or in or near a building or residence occupied or used by such judge, or resorts to any other demonstration in or near any such building or residence, shall be fined under this title or imprisoned not more than 1 year or both. Okay. And I'm not hearing about anybody being geofenced, being geotracked, you know, like they did with the January 6th patriots and put into jail and incarcerated. And, of course, keep in mind, they were able to effect these arrests within days, which Doug Phillips said that is near impossible unless you're in anticipation and you're tracking people for a while and you know where they're at. And so you're able to move the process up. He says normally to process the analysis, the data that comes in from your cell phone, it'll take about, you know, maybe 4 or 5 weeks or so, roughly, okay, in order to determine this information. But they were able to do this on January 6th. But yet right now, knowing that this is happening, the FBI sitting on their hands. Now, Merrick Garland, our attorney general, was quick to go after concerned parents at school board meetings, as you'll recall. Where is he? He's MIA. Where's the FBI director, Christopher Wray? Meanwhile, protesting outside of homes is also a violation of Virginia state laws. Governor Glenn Youngkin is vowing to ensure the safety of all Virginia residents. Speaking of protest, again, this is Gary Bauer saying that they received numerous messages in response to their request for feedback about demonstrations and vandalism against churches and crisis pregnancy centers in their areas. And look, this is really drawing a line in the sand here where people are saying this is unacceptable. I'm not going to accept this in my country. The rule of law may be abandoned by the powers to be, and shame on the FBI, Christopher Wray, and others. And, of course, see, this is the problem that we have in our country and why people feel that it's all corrupt, because it's inconsistent. You know, Lady Justice, her scales are imbalanced. Clearly, that's what's going on. Somehow, somebody took the blindfold off of Lady Justice, and we've got this upside-down world that makes no sense whatsoever, that absolutely ignores our Constitution, our constitutional rights, and here we are. And what is going to happen is without law and an increased lawlessness, crime rates, as we're seeing across the country, will go up, and it will get to the point that people will freak out in such measure, then the government will be justified, you know, to stop the rioting. The very rioting that they created because of their incompetence. And I think to say that it's incompetent is probably giving them too much credit. Because I think what we're seeing is that this is all being done by design, ladies and gentlemen. This isn't just you got a bunch of stupid people that suddenly are in office that are doing this. You know, Joe Biden, he is going along with these policies, and then he wants to tell us something different, like, well, inflation is all transitory, it's really not that bad, and, you know, I think your baby needed to lose some weight anyway, so, you know, what do they need with baby formula? Of course, I'm exaggerating, you know that, being a bit cynical. But this is how ridiculous this is. This is what they are doing to we the people. See, and we the people need to take a stand. But you got to understand, freedom comes at a cost, ladies and gentlemen. We have God-given freedoms, freedoms that are given from God, not the government, because we know if the government gives you something, they take it away. That's what they do. Okay? But it's never supposed to have been that way. The whole structure, the organizational structure of our government is we the people are at the top. The elected officials are to serve us. But the nature of man is such that we always want a king. We always want a king. Isn't that weird? I mean, weird in a sense. I mean, ultimately, we want a king, but we want the right king. And that's going to be a while down the road. Meanwhile, just like the children of Israel, we've been given an opportunity to take charge of our life, be self-responsible, and control our government. This is a government by the people. They rule, or not so much that they rule, but they steward by virtue of the consent of the governed. Okay? So, we basically have given our consent to this insanity. Do you get that? I mean, we're just like going along to get along. And they're happy to do this. Nancy Pelosi's happy to make a bazillion amount of dollars on the backs of we the people. Joe Biden the same way. And I keep asking the question. I mean, we know Joe Biden. Most people, I think, are accepting of the fact that Hunter's laptop clearly indicated that the big guy was getting something out of all these backdoor arrangements with Ukraine and, you know, Romania and China, go on and on. But keep in mind, this happened under Barack Obama. Just putting it out there. Okay, and Joe Biden wasn't the only one Nancy Pelosi wasn't the only one working out their own deals. Dianne Feinstein wasn't the only one working out her deals. John Brennan, not the only one. Mitch McConnell, not the only one. Hillary Clinton, oh my goodness, certainly not the only one with all the stuff that was done at the people's expense. But the consent of the governed has put up with this. We put up with the 2020 fraudulent election, and the American people need to be outraged. Outraged with such measure that we need to take back our government. If we're going to have an opportunity, a fair shot at this, and that is, God willing, if America is to stand and continue to stand on its constitutional principles for however long, I mean, it would appear, you know, for those of us who are spiritually sensitive and we see the signs that are coming at us that are consistent with biblical prophecy. And I say biblical prophecy at the risk of knowing that, you know, a number of people, you know, kind of poo-poo that. They say, what are you talking about? You know, who cares about that? Well, God said it's going to happen. He's already said two-thirds of, he said, here's what's going to happen. Two-thirds of what he said has happened, 100% has happened. Okay, so I always say, what are the chances that the last third are going to happen? You know, God's still going to be batting 1,000%. So it's inevitable. And we see these signs that are taking us down that road. And barring that we don't come down to that, as, you know, immediately or soon and very soon, of course, that's all relative, what will happen in the meantime? Will there be an opportunity for America to maybe regain a bit of its glory? You know, like Samson did, you know, have that moment of redemption, understanding that, hey, look, we've screwed up. We've really messed up. We've turned our back on God. And God's hand of providence has been lifted off of us. And we've been left up to our own devices. God says, okay, you want to see things according to your own eyes? Have at it. Here you got America in the 21st century that we're living with right now, ladies and gentlemen. But I want you to say, I want you to know this, that with God it's never too late. There is that time where we can right the ship for His glory and by His grace and mercy. And may it be so. I'm Bill Martinez. It's great to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. We've got more coming up. It's 18 before the top of the hour. Right?
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
This is a potter's field. When people can't pay for their funerals, they are buried here. It is a lonely, desolate place, littered with unmarked headstones. No one visits. No one leaves flowers. But it doesn't have to be that way. For as low as $1 a day, you can ensure your family will have the money to pay your funeral expenses. We offer burial insurance plans that pay up to $30,000. Considering the average funeral costs more than $10,000, that's peace of mind for your family. There are no medical exams, your rates won't increase, and your policy cannot be canceled as long as you make your premium payments. Call now to get approved in minutes and ensure your final resting place is more than just a pauper's grave in a potter's field.
800-562-2407. 800-562-2407. 800-562-2407. That's 800-562-2407. Paid for by Final Expense Direct.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. Simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Okay, if that doesn't give you a lot of comfort, you know, like we talked about, you know, when you consider all that God said was going to happen, you know, he's been 1,000%, 2/3 what he says is going to happen has happened. So the chances of the final third, I think still 1,000%, still the same, yesterday, today, and forever. And he still loves you, no matter what. He created you. He wants the best for all of us. And here it is. Even as bleak as it may look, he's still cheering us on in the midst of the craziness that us humanoids can get ourselves into. But he's the one that has the answers, ladies and gentlemen, not Joe Biden, clearly, and not any other political figure. That's something that we have to be aware of. Chris Chmielewski joins us now. He's the Numbers USA Director of Policy and Activism. Hey, Chris, how you doing?
Good. Thanks for having me.
Hey, good to have you here. Boy, I'll tell you, it's all about the border, isn't it? I mean, this is, I mean, it's all about a lot of things. But
yeah.
Clearly what's going on at the border, it's like the economy, stupid. This is one of those statements that James Carville could say, hey, it's the border, stupid, too, right?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, and it's, I mean, it's dominating everything in Congress right now. It's you know, there's the debate over COVID funding over it. Republicans are going to force a vote on Title 42 if Democrats try to bring a COVID relief funding bill to the floor. You know, we've got appropriation season is coming up, so it's going to dominate those discussions. Obviously, there are a lot of other things going on in the country, too, and overseas. But certainly here domestically, you know, one of the biggest national security and job security is the immigration impacts everything. And when you've got hundreds of thousands of people crossing the border illegally and an administration is turning a blind eye and actually helping them relocate across the country. It becomes a pretty big national problem.
Chris, the way you said, I mean, I'm looking at all the threats right now. And just as you said, we got Ukraine, we got Russia, cyber activity, you know, China's movement, all these emerging threats. But when you line them all up, I mean, clearly the border is a huge issue. I mean, it was a huge issue when Donald Trump was elected president. Some suggest that he kind of fell into the realization that the border issue was bigger, that initially it wasn't on his radar. I'm not sure if that was the case, but I'll give you that argument. But regardless, we did find out that it was serious, And we also found out that there were people, particularly the Democratic Party. Yes, there were some rhinos and Republicans on that side of the fence as well, that didn't believe in a wall, that fought Donald Trump. But clearly the American people, the majority of the American people said, look it, we need to secure our borders for lots of reasons. You know, reasons that on our side of the border that protected American citizens, you know, Maria Espinoza, you know, she's reported that an American citizen has been murdered at the hands of an illegal immigrant in every state of the union without exception. So this has been going on. They are taking jobs away from legal citizens. They're impacting minority communities. This is why minority communities are, you know, running away from the Democratic Party, thank you very much, because they've devastated these communities and they've allowed, you know, MS-13 gangs to come into their communities, to ravage their communities, sex trafficking to take place. Fentanyl, as we know, you know, by way of China and Mexico, has been flooding our country to the tune that it's become the number one the number one reason for deaths in men 18 to 45. You know, you just go on and on with the tragedy brought to you by having a porous border, and then you have Joe Biden and his administration and Mayorkas, Lord have mercy. I mean, like I was saying earlier before you came on, Chris, you can't just say it's incompetence. I think that gives them too much credit by saying it's, I mean, this is all being done by purpose, by design, with an objective.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, you just listed off a pretty comprehensive list of threats. But before you went into that list, you know, you mentioned cybersecurity threats and you mentioned Russia. Well, guess what? DHS, this is the Biden administration, is expecting 18,000 apprehensions every single day once they lift Title 42, if they do indeed lift Title 42. Who do you think is going to take advantage of that? The people that want to do bad things to the United States. Now, granted, you know, a lot of people are going to cross the border that just want to come in and work and mow lawns and things like that. And I don't, I've got some reasons why that's not a good idea either. But, you know, the ones that are going to take advantage of these massive numbers, we're not going to be able to control who's coming in and who's not coming in. So that's certainly a concern. And I'm glad you brought up some of the softer Republicans, because that's a concern as well. You've got a number of Republicans, Senator John Cornyn, for example, in Texas, and Tom Tillis in North Carolina, who are currently negotiating with Democrats on trading amnesty for more Border Patrol officers. And all that's really going to do, you hire more Border Patrol officers, all they're going to do is change diapers and process more people. It's not like
exactly.
Just because you hire more Border Patrol officers, all of a sudden you prevent people from coming. No, that's not going to be the case. The Biden administration is going to use those folks as they see fit.
How about the materials that are just sitting on the ground? I'm talking about building materials that would finish the wall, that are just sitting there on the ground. And meanwhile, the government, the Biden administration, has been paying people not to go to work and not to build the wall. How disgusting is this?
Yeah, it is. Meanwhile, you've got Border Patrol officers that are working, you know, they're working 6 days a week, 7 days a week at times. They're working extremely long days. They're working close to 80 hours a week sometimes, you know, and they're burned out and they're exhausted. And again, the onslaught hasn't even happened. Later this month, the administration is predicting they could have as many as 18,000 apprehensions per day. So it's only going to get worse and worse and worse. And a credit to the Republicans in the Senate. They are, even the squishy ones are holding firm and saying we're going to hold up a lot of important votes unless we have this vote on Title 42. And why are they pushing it? Because they know that Democrats fear the fall elections, and there are a number of swing state Democrats who are concerned that if they vote against Title 42, that they're going to lose their seats. So Democrats are fearful that the vote's going to pass if they put it on the floor. So it's currently holding up a lot of their agenda.
Well, Chris, I mean, can you imagine being a Border Patrol agent? I mean, you don't even have a fair chance to win, to be successful.
Yeah.
Mayorkas comes. I mean, even, you know, he goes there and the border agents just turn their back on him. And, you know, part of me, maybe because I'm a bit of a brat and a rebel, but part of me would just tell the border agents, you know what, be like a matador. Go ahead and dress like a matador and just say ole and let them come in. I mean, just let them come in. Don't even do anything because, you know, you got a union job, so they're going to pay you. And, you know, you're fighting uphill. You're not even getting really the kind of support that they should be getting from the American people.
Right.
And here they are. They're putting their lives at risk. They're dealing with cartels, with coyotes, and all this other dangerous stuff that they're dealing with. And for what? What thanks are they going to get? Are they going to get a little, you know, a little memorial after it's said and done and they've been shot up and murdered on the border trying to defend, you know, the ideal of what some of us think is, you know, good immigration policy? Thank you very much. I mean, it's like, hey, look, just pay me. You know, I've got plenty of time off. I'm just going to sit it out here until you guys figure it out because you guys are a bunch of knuckleheads and it's not worth my life. I'm destroying my family because you guys want to have an open border. So, ole, let them go through.
Well,
That's pretty cynical. But the fact of the matter is, I wouldn't blame them if that's what they did. Because, look at, nobody in their right mind would want that job, Chris.
Yeah. So, I mean, again, you know, they can throw as much money as they want at Border Patrol, right? But they're going to have a really hard time hiring people into that job with the current work conditions that they're working under, and you know, and they're frustrated.
By the way, Chris, here you are, you're dodging bullets, you're trying to secure a border, and then they're going to get you. They're going to write you up because you used the wrong pronoun.
Yeah.
I mean, please. Please, this is how insane this is, you know.
Yeah.
So I didn't.
It is.
This is our government, ladies and gentlemen. It's the consent of the governed. You know, we have allowed this monster to grow, and I would say this, Chris, to encourage everybody: what we allowed, we can disallow, but it takes a concerted effort. We have to be on the same page, united, and standing strong for that which is right and good for America. We need to return to an American first policy and a passion in order to get this country back on track. You got about a minute left. I'm going to let you wrap it up. Go ahead.
Thanks. Yeah, it's going to come down to the midterm elections, obviously. I think the voters are going to send the Biden administration a very, very, very loud message. And it's not necessarily in support of Republicans. It's a vote against the policies that they've instituted along the border. And we'll see what happens, whether the Biden administration learns from it or whether they double down on their open border policies.
And the people need to learn from this, too, and that is hold these knuckleheads accountable. If you vote them into office, make sure that they do your bidding, that it's not about them. It's not about them getting reelected. It's about them. You know, they've got their marching orders from the American people, and we need to hold them accountable, Chris, if we're going to get this country back on track. Just saying. He's the Numbers USA Director of Policy and Activism, the one and only Chris Chmielewski. Thank you, Chris. Have a great day, buddy.
Thanks, as always. You too.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.